Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And Gus Bradley always talks about next man up philosophy. Well, the Jaguars had a lot of next men step up in this past week's game. Let's take a look at a couple of players that did an outstanding job. At the mic, JT Thomas taking on the pulling center, Samson Satelli, but he doesn't take him on. Swim move, ole, and making a play, combining with Telvin Smith for a tackle. Nice job, JT. Alan Ball, out for the game with a bicep injury. Dwayne Grotz has to step in. He's a little banged up himself, but look at the job he does in man coverage on Brian Hartline, knocking the ball away. Nice play, Grotzy. And Ryan Davis, his role didn't really change. He stayed as an inside rusher, not truly replacing Andre Branch, but look at the job that he does beating the guard. Quick swim move and gets the sack. Only thing you'd like to see, a little ball awareness. Maybe a missed opportunity here causing a fumble. And it's not just the next men up that have been playing well. Guys that have been playing are playing really well. Two guys in particular, Josh Evans and Tyson Alualu. All this is a little screenplay. And people would say, well, what did Josh Evans do here? He didn't make the tackle. Look at the angle. He takes a great angle, forcing the running back, or tight end in this case, back to the inside where all the help is. Telvin Smith, good angle. But look at the hustle by Tyson Alualu. Rushes the passer. Realizes that it's screen, still has to force the pass, and then turns and runs and then delivers the blow with Telvin Smith to make the play. Two guys that are playing well, Evans and Alualu. Denard Robinson has clearly won the starting running back job. 2 weeks in a row of over 100 yards rushing. Now in his college days at Michigan, he used to have a lot of play action run fakes as a quarterback. Well, he's carrying out fakes as a running back as well. Let me show you. He's not lined up in the backfield on this. He's the guy coming in motion. And once he gets the ball, take a look at the job that he does with the play fake. He sticks that ball out there to fake the reverse to Marquise Lee. Look what it does to the Miami defense. A lot of guys are turning and chasing Marquise Lee, but he keeps the ball and he gets to the outside in a nice burst getting up the field. Nice job, Denard, with the play fake. And here's Denard on the read option. The outside linebacker or defensive end is frozen because of the play action with Blake Bortles. And then the linebacker, Jelani Jenkins, is froze with indecision, and Josh Wells gets up on him. And when he has that indecision, the running back has to hit the hole with speed, and Denard does exactly that. Great job, Denard. Well, how do you stop the read option? You get a great player. And the Miami Dolphins have a great player, an outside linebacker slash defensive end, Cameron Wake. He did a marvelous job this past week. I want to show you one play in particular. Wake is the left defensive end lined up over the tight end, Clay Harbor. You have to end up feathering it. You have to play both, the quarterback and the running back. And then once he sees that Denard does not have the ball, look at the speed and explosiveness getting out to Blake Bortles. That guy is a good football player.